The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi. Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I am Mike Sempervivi. And as Brian mentioned a few times last week on the program, it's Super China Buffet Day for many of the F4WOnline.com universe. A day where members of the Empire get together in groups around the country and gorge themselves on Chinese food before they watch the WWE's biggest show of the season, SummerSlam. It's been a website tradition, folks. So out in Seahawks country, boss man's out there kissing babies and shaking hands. But don't worry, he'll be back tomorrow. And due to SummerSlam beginning at the top of the hour, I'm only going to be here with you live for the next 55 minutes or so. So we got a lot to get into in a very short period of time. Once again, joining me, the guy who plays the unibrowed baby from The Simpsons to my Maggie, Sean Radican of the PWTorch.com website. And we're going to be going through all the news and notes about tonight's SummerSlam show, which is airing on the WWE Network, of course, as well as traditional pay-per-view in some spots. And one-third of the way into the WWE's three-day weekend, and it's been a pretty rousing success so far, I think. Last night's NXT show was not only a winner critically, but one I had to assume financially as well, which is very good when you're trying to show something up to your father-in-law and prove that you're doing a good job. Making money is a great way to do that. And you know, for those under a rock, WWE booked the Barclays Center in Brooklyn for three straight nights, which was a really ballsy move. And initially, they were thinking for the NXT show, maybe about 6,000 people would probably be great. Well, they did over 13,000, and you got like a whole lot of answers to how much tread is actually on Triple H's tires when it comes to this project. And got a lot of thoughts about that show, and as well as SummerSlam tonight as well. Things are looking good in the wrestling business, I think. Really believe that. Even with ROH, TNA, and Lucha Underground possibly not having TV after September, I think things are still pretty rosy in the world. So want to get your thoughts on how everything is. Want to get your thoughts on The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar tonight, too. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, or send us a tweets at SempervIVI, at Sean Radican, or at Sports Byline. And when we get back from break, we'll start getting it in. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez is out gallivanting, but never fear. He'll be back in the big boy chair tomorrow afternoon. And speaking of tomorrow, if you're listening in on the new Sirius Rush Channel 93 right now, greetings and salutations for letting us into your ears every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific. But if you want to hear more of us, and why wouldn't you, we're live 6 days a week on the Sports Byline Radio Network today as well as Monday through Friday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific. If you don't have an over-the-air affiliate, just head up to either WrestlingObserver.com or SportsByline.com for more details on the many ways that you can listen into the program. But without further ado, it's time for some hot Observer on Torch action. And joining me right now, a strange guy that's no stranger to observing a burning torch. And there's a long story there that's not FCC approved. Sean Radican is back with me hosting the show. And Sean, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm actually pretty jacked up right now. I don't know if I've drank too much of the WWE Kool-Aid or exactly what it is, but pretty happy right now that it's SummerSlam weekend, and even though all the programming hasn't been that great as far as leading into these matches over WWE TV over the last couple of weeks, it's still I'm pretty energized for this weekend.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. The NXT show last night, and of course SummerSlam. 4 hours is a long time to sit through tonight, but yeah, I'm definitely excited for tonight. You know, that Lesnar-Taker match, I thought they did a pretty good job building that up, and a lot to be excited about.
Yeah, is my business mind kind of overtaking my pro wrestling mind too much? Am I too excited about the business aspect of this? Because I don't know. I'm sure it's been talked about on the Torch. It most certainly has on The Observer and on this show last week. Brian and I kind of talking about, you know, the lead into to the weekend, and I've really been bullish on what WWE is trying to do with SummerSlam, and I know it's a really geeky way to possibly look at things here, but hey, this is a business. This is, you know, why we have a radio show that's being heard right now on Sports Byline about Sirius, is because people are interested in the business of WWE, and they are making, to me, a major move forward. I thought it was a ballsy move to pull it out of Los Angeles, where they've been very successful every year and had good roots planted in, and they take it, they move it to New York, they turn it into a 3-day weekend, and, you know, by all measures right now, it's been a success. How do you feel about, you know, especially with the success of NXT last night? I mean, you know, even throw out what Raw and what the, you know, the aesthetic aspect of the show tonight, both of those could stink. I think a lot of people are still going to look at this as a, even if that happens, as a good weekend because of that NXT show last night. And how did you feel about the show last night? And how do you feel about WWE adding NXT in to kind of make WrestleMania, which is already a three-day weekend, but making SummerSlam a three-day weekend and possibly making, maybe down the line, either Survivor Series or Royal Rumble a three-day weekend?
I think it's a great idea for business. You know, the NXT brand is hot. They obviously are in a market where there's a ton of hardcore fans in for the weekend, so why not? You know, why not add NXT? Why not, you know, sell out the Barclays Center? You know what I mean? And I think it's a great idea. You know, you give fans three shows to go to, and you're kind of on a much larger scale, you're super serving your hardcore fan base. Like the indies used to, you know, try to gorge fans on WrestleMania weekend, running shows over and over. And now WWE is taking that to a larger scale because they're able to market to more fans. And, it seems like as the ratings shrink, an interest in the Raw is in SmackDown has kind of gone down, you know, at a steady rate over the last, 10, 12, 15 years. You've got to find ways to, draw in fans, draw in a gate. And there's only so many times a year where you're going to be able to capitalize like this weekend. And, the show last night was really good. I didn't enjoy the first half of the show all that much, but it's one of those things where the crowd was just, red hot for the action, and they got by with some things that I don't think would pass the test if these, some of those undercard acts were on the main roster. But, that women's match was, one of the best matches I've seen in a long time. And I just got through watching G1, especially a women's match like that. And the main event was quite good too, between Balor and Owens. And I just thought I had a hard time following the emotion of the women's match, but it was a strong 1-2 punch to end the show.
We're going to be taking phone calls a little bit later on the program, and I know Sean in California is hanging on the line right now, but we're not going to be taking them quite yet. But when we do, I do want to hear everybody's thoughts on who they believe will win tonight between The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, and we're going to be getting into that and a lot more with SummerSlam here coming up as the program moves on. But sticking with NXT last night, you talked about the first part of the show. The show opened with Triple H as probably the proudest dad I have seen since maybe Hulk or Vince McMahon introduced WrestleMania 3. I mean, he was just, absolutely beaming, and they got that crowd. He's got the crowd in the palm of his hand where he was able to pull off this intro where he was talking to the camera in the dead center of the ring in Brooklyn without a microphone. He got them to everybody to shut up for about a minute as he did this great entrance to the show. And I thought that was a hell of a way to start it. And I guess before we get into a little bit of the meat of the show, Sean, I talked about it in the very, the very opening. This show no doubt made money. I know it's not cheap to rent the Barclays Center or anything like that. But still, with merchandise and everything taken into account, I'd be very surprised if NXT did not make some money. And, WWE is a big company. A lot of people will say, well, WWE has money to sink into the Performance Center and sink into NXT. But it's still a piece of WWE, and there's a lot of rival pieces in WWE, and you need NXT to actually make its own money and stand on its own and not have money pumped into it from other sides. You know what I mean? And the showing last night for Triple H, this has got to be between that and the Banks Bayley match. Is there anybody who's probably, is there any guy with more shine on him right now than Triple H amongst fans, amongst peers, and amongst the people in his own business? Because he seems like he's incredibly happy, and he probably should be.
I don't think so. I still couldn't believe what I was seeing last night, even when it happened. They pan the crowd. He does that intro, and you know, you can't believe that they drew a crowd of,
he's got,
you know,
this is Triple H. Who would have believed 10 years ago, hardcore wrestling fans who would watch Samoa Joe and watch AJ Styles in front of like 200 people are now saying, chanting, "Thank you, Hunter." It blows my mind.
I mean, he's pulled the ultimate con to get fans on his side because he's, you know, he was the bad guy for so long. And, you know, this has been his redemption tour, and it just gets, it's just getting bigger and
bigger.
Wait a
second, con or work now? He is a worker.
Con, I guess, or work, damn. I guess, you know. I don't know.
Old John Radigan.
But, yeah, I mean, he's pulled the, you know, the biggest, you know, con is him, you know, using this NXT brand to get himself back over. And it just, I think some of it makes what he does on Raw and him and Stephanie makes it very weird when they appear on these NXT, especially on an NXT show like this in front of, you know, a sold out Barclays Center. I have to imagine that a lot of people were watching last night. I mean, but it's just, it's amazing. You know, this is Triple H. You know, this is the guy that, you know, buried body after body, making his name in the business as the Attitude Era crumbled down. So it's been a great weekend for Triple H. And, you know, just, you know, going forward, I mean, can they sustain this? You know, when they follow Ring of Honor into Texas next month, can they, you know, can they fill that 3,000 seat building? So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what they do once they go on tour. But I'm sure during, you know, these particular weekends, if they're running a market where they can draw in a hardcore fan base, I mean, this is the standard. And if can they keep this standard going forward? I'm sure WrestleMania weekend, but can they do it two more times a year? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, and you got to keep the project. Well, obviously, Brock Lesnar being involved right now makes things a little bit easier, but it is a question that needs to be answered. And we're going to be answering your questions as well here coming up in the next segment, 1-800-878-7529, 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi here with you alongside Shaw Radican of the Pro Wrestling Torch. It is the night of SummerSlam, part of this massive WWE three-day weekend that they've had that's just overshadowed everything else. And we're going to be taking your phone calls on this this past weekend, not only WWE, but Ring of Honor as well. If there was anybody out there that had a chance to go to the MCU Park show in Brooklyn last night, which featured a lot of talent from New Japan Pro Wrestling, let us know about that. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Or get a hold of us on Twitter at SemperVivi or at Sean Radican. And, Sean, before we get into the phone calls here, and we already have a bunch of them lined up right now, including Sammy in New Jersey went to the show last night. We'll be getting to those shortly. We don't have to spend probably too much time on the NXT show in that women's match, even if you don't have the network, and I don't, you know, I'm not saying anything that's going to be a revelation or anything, but you know, you got to go out of your way to see it. I'm sure it's going to be up on YouTube or Vimeo or Daily Motion or one of those sites if you don't have the network. You know, I'm not endorsing anybody bootlegging, but, you know, the fact of the matter is it'll probably be up there. And that's probably the one match on the show. In fact, probably the only match on the show that you really need to go out of your way to see. Some of the other stuff on the show, while interesting, it was good filler. Very good filler at times that ended up being pushed over the top by the fact that there were 13,000 people announced by Stephanie McMahon on the show as being over 15,000 people. But regardless, over 13,000 people in the building that just were hot and popping for really everything on the show, including Leva Bates as Blue Pants, which is still a... I have a feeling if you threw NXT into a time capsule and then had to open it up in 15 years to try to explain what Leva Bates is, why her name is Blue Pants, why she comes out like that to the sounds of Colin Cassidy, I don't know how exactly you're going to explain that, but I thought that match and that whole situation with her last night was truly a benefited 100% by the power of the crowd.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. It's just the crowd really, like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, the crowd just helped everything on the undercard, even stuff that wasn't anything that would pass the sniff test on the main roster. Just this crowd, you know, I think they were there to see NXT. I think a lot of them were familiar with NXT. You know, it was definitely or at least the focal ones were there for NXT, and you know, trying to explain Leva Bates' Blue Pants gimmick would be quite the task. But you know, I did enjoy the attendance figures going from 15 to nearly 16, and I was hoping by the end of the night they'd claim the 93,000 plus, but they didn't get that far.
No. Well, they got to leave it all 2 years. Yeah. They're aiming for Dallas so they can announce, I believe, 1 million people at Cowboys Stadium. Yeah. for that WrestleMania. But the thing I took away from that match is I love Alexa Bliss still. But probably my only other thing really on the night. WrestleMania weekend, they always talk about, you know, the main event's got to send people home happy. It's got to send people home happy. And even if a bad guy wins, like, you know, this past year with Seth Rollins, there was a big surprise. That's what sent people home happy. On this show, from top to bottom, Jushin Liger won. The Vaudevillains won the tag titles. Apollo Crews debuted and won. William Regal announces a Dusty Rhodes tag team tournament. Samoa Joe knocks out Baron Corbin and chokes him out. Bayley, Finn Balor. every single match was made to send everybody home happy. And I thought that was quite interesting. I thought one of the only negatives on the night, and this isn't a huge negative, but I think it was a little bit of one. Since Gavin Spears has been in the system for so long and is now known as Ty Dillinger, I understand why you'd want to put him in with Apollo Crews, who used to be UHA Nation, because he's very good and can be there for all of Apollo Crews' stuff. And I think if you looked at Crews and didn't know who he was, you're thinking, God, look at this Ahmed Johnson, Ezekiel Jackson built kind of guy, when it's not exactly the case. I mean, if you've never seen him in Dragon Gate, this dude is an amazing athlete for the visual of how he is built. But, you know, with Dillinger, I'm glad they put him in that spot, but I don't think if Crews would have just completely killed him and squashed him, I think that would have been made a lot more sense. And I think if there was any really negative that you want to nitpick off of the show, for me, I think that was the thing, because Crews, the standing enziguri, you know, which ended up leading to that gorilla press and the standing moonsault, I mean, I think you could have done that very easily and made it a Goldberg style of match, and I think that would have probably done more to kind of, you know, set Apollo Crews up. But then again, it won't matter. He'll be on the WWE roster so fast it'll make your head spin.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the same thing watching that match. I thought it should have been short. Apollo Crews sold too much, I thought, before making that very short comeback and winning impressively. I just thought it was, you know, for Apollo Crews to seem special, you know, the first time out, I think you got to make that impression, you know, especially on a stage like this, he should, you know, go through whoever he's wrestling in quick fashion, you know, because this is a guy that's impressive. This is a guy that has an insane athletic ability and if you look at his physique, you know, his athletic ability is kind of like in direct contrast with what you would expect from him, because he's a muscle bound athletic freak. You know, it's just, it's just, when he did hit his stuff, it looked so good at the finish, but boy, just, you know, this is a guy who shouldn't be selling, you know, for a couple of minutes before winning his first match.
No, I mean, he's like, I mean, the Bo Jackson of WWE, I mean, as far as, or Herschel Walker, as far as just a freak athlete, you know, entering WWE looking like the way that he does. I mean, just absolutely amazing, just absolutely amazing. And they're going to follow up on this NXT success that they've been having. They announced a tour of the UK in December, with those tickets going on sale at the end of August. So if you're over there and then you get a chance to hear about that, Newcastle, Glasgow, Sheffield, Blackpool, Nottingham, Cardiff, Wales, and ending at the Wembley Arena in London. So they are going into some big buildings there and going to try to continue to on the track of NXT. And I have a feeling those shows are going to do very, very well as well. Finally get to the phone calls here. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY. Want to know what you think about Undertaker and Brock Lesnar tonight. So, Sean in California, you've been waiting a long time. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing fantastic. What's happening?
Well, I did watch NXT, and I have faith in Triple H being the next booker. That's all I got to say about that. But since you asked about Taker and Lesnar, I have a bad feeling that this Taker and Brock Lesnar thing, I think this is going to go straight into next year's WrestleMania. Can I get an opinion on that?
Well, I think it will, and I want to thank you very much for the call. I think that it will, which is kind of disappointing to me, because I think you've wasted, in some ways, Brock Lesnar's win over The Undertaker 2 years ago. I thought that was something that should have been done. Well, actually, that was something that shouldn't have been done, but if you were going to do it, the next guy who would beat Brock Lesnar has got to be someone like Roman Reigns. It's got to be either like a John Cena type or a legend type in a situation where you've built up this ultimate matchup sort of thing, you know, even like a Rock trying to get his win back from way back in the day or something like that. Or it's got to be someone like a Roman Reigns that you are giving this massive win to and somebody you're giving a massive push to. And I think if by going in the direction they have with doing Brock and The Undertaker again, especially doing it at SummerSlam, I think you're going to do some damage. I really do. And, Sean, I'm interested to see what you think about this, because no matter what happens, there's a good chance that no matter who wins or loses, yeah, you're going to have stories coming out of it. Yes, it's The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, so, you know, it's not the end of the world. People are still going to be, you know, fans and spending money and losing their mind for it and all that stuff. But I think artistically and critically and just, you know, even making some sense, you know, just common sense of the thing, I think you have done some damage.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's not a good matchup for Brock in the ring, I don't think, right now. The type of matches he's been having to get the reactions he's getting, I don't think it's, you know, the type of match where Undertaker is going to take 16 German suplexes and be dominated the whole time. But, you know, the thing is, it seems like this would make a good story to flow into WrestleMania next year, because if they hammered some points home a little stronger, such as, you know, Wyatt kind of calling Undertaker out and he comes out and beats Wyatt, and then kind of paint that picture of a desperate Undertaker, which they've done, but I don't think the announcers have hammered it home enough, where he's, you know, he's hitting a low blow, then the tombstone, you know, the choke slam and tombstone a couple times now. And if he loses, you know, if they call this match the match too big for WrestleMania, you know, does that mean they won't do it at WrestleMania? No, but logic be damned. You know, you can go into a match this, you know, tonight where, say, Undertaker, you know, loses again. You know, he low blows him. I think it'd be a really, you know, I was talking to someone about this the other day. You know, would tell a really good story if he low blows Taker, choke slam, tombstone, Brock kicks out and then wins, and then Undertaker puts his career up on the line at WrestleMania. I think that would be a great scenario.
That's probably a pretty damn likely scenario too. And want to get everybody else's thoughts on what's going to happen. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Ed, Sammy, I know you're on the line. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Mike Sempervivi in for Brian Alvarez in the big boy chair, joined by Sean Radican, who's filling in for me, who's filling in for Brian here at Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And for all the latest news and info in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, visit WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates, features, and a ton of free radio shows up there for you. A whole lot more for subscribers. For $10.99 a month, your sub gets you the Bible of Pro Wrestling and MMA News, Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Around 30,000 words every week, if not more, for well over a quarter century now. He's the guy that the guys in the business have gone to when they need to know what's going on. There's a bunch of back issues available up on the site as well that stretch back to 1991, which cover some of the biggest news stories in pro wrestling martial arts history. Plus, you get Brian Alvarez's Figure Four weekly newsletter, which has got some of the best in-depth reporting from around the globe. David Bixenspan, Dr. Lucha Steve Sims, Alan Farrell, Vincent Verhey, plus a ton of radio shows, just thousands upon thousands of hours up there. A ton of them new every week, including this one, which gets posted up after the show is over. So everybody go up to WrestlingObserver.com to check that out. And we'll head back to the phone lines right now, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Ed in Kansas City, what's happening?
Kansas City, it's Ed from Boot Camp City.
Boot Camp City?
Yeah. And I want to talk about, real quick, the show last night. For the past 31 years, Mike, for me personally, the greatest moment in the history of pro wrestling was when I saw Kerry Von Erich beat Ric Flair for the world title. And that all changed last night when 15,000 people were chanting and screaming for my good, close, personal friend and going crazy when the music hits. And I got to say that the Blue Pants era is in full effect. And I'll leave you with this. Go, Blue Pants, go!
All right. I'm not going to thank Ed in Boot Camp City or San Antonio or whatever rock that he's under right now. I'm not going to thank him for that phone call. But, Sean, I will ask you, his girl Blue Pants, who is very popular amongst the NXT scene and going at it with Alexa Bliss, possibly, even with her popularity, one of the worst catfights I think I've ever seen as they rolled out of the ring.
My experience is she's not a very good wrestler, so her popularity in NXT kind of baffles me. But I guess, I don't know, Mike, maybe me or you need a blue shirt and we can work a gimmick somewhere.
Maybe instead of taking gimmicks like we usually do. who is a great women's wrestler was at ringside, and that is Kana. And
oh, my God,
I don't know,
yeah.
exactly what the deal is, but I tell you what. A few years ago, and this will not happen in WWE, I would be almost sure of it, there was a team of girls in Japan, Triple Tails, which were the Shirai sisters of Mio and Io Shirai and Kana, and they were, one, aesthetically pleasing in more ways than one, as far as their wrestling ability and their looks go, and I don't know exactly why she was there. Maybe she was just there to hang out. I don't know exactly what the deal is, but if they can get Kana in WWE, you have somebody that's used to doing all that cheesecake stuff that WWE likes to do with the women, because she's had to do that in Japan anyway, and also a hell of a wrestler that can train, can be on the main roster, can be in NXT. I mean, there's a lot you could actually do with her, and I hope she actually somehow enters into the fold and staying on people that were in the crowd last night. Sammy in New Jersey was in the crowd last night. And Sammy, what's happening?
Not too much. It was definitely a great time. I think the last two matches, I don't want to use the word saved the show, but certainly made the show, because it was doing okay until that women's match where they just blew the house down. And I think the main event wasn't hurt by that so much. I actually liked the main event more personally. But for a large portion of the match, this kept happening all night. The big screen in the middle where they show the action just had the NXT logo. And I was actually in like the upper section in the limited view area. And a large chant, you can hear it during the main event if you watch the network, was started of, you know, turn the screen on and we can't see. So a lot of people were just kind of feeling like out of the action for a while. And when Finn Balor won the match, there was not a majority, but a decent-sized segment of the audience booing, like they were rejecting him, like they would Roman Reigns or John Cena, which was surprising to me.
Now, there seems to be a little bit of debate. At least there was on the Observer show. Author Pat LaPrade, who had a chance to go to the NXT show, was on the Observer radio show for subscribers with Dave and Brian last night, and he seemed to think that UHA Nation, now Apollo Crews, got more of a reaction than Samoa Joe, and was a little bit surprised that Samoa Joe did not get more of a reaction. You were there last night. Some people have disagreed with Pat on this, who was there, and I don't know if it's depending on where you sat or exactly what the deal is.
I think it's where you sat. When I heard him say that, I thought Samoa Joe got a pretty decent-sized reaction. The pop for the finish was one of the biggest pops of the night, actually, momentary pops. But no one was booing him. There were a lot of people who knew he was, and I don't want to say I disagree with him. That might be a sectional thing, because I was in the far back section. The crowd was way different up there usually than they would be, like, down below. So I would say it depends where you're sitting.
Well, Sammy, I want to thank you very much for the phone call. And Sean, Samoa Joe wrestled Baron Corbin last night. Baron Corbin has been a guy. He was a former Arizona Cardinal, at least got to training camp at the very least. I'm not sure exactly all of his NFL credentials, other than that he played well in college and ended up at least making it that far into the pros. He's had a character in NXT of going out there and just, you know, destroying people very quickly, but, you know, he's not a great wrestler. He's not, you know, super charismatic or anything like that. So I was wondering, as things move forward, what exactly were you going to do with this guy? And now in this feud with Samoa Joe, they decided to have him basically be the guy that just is an elitist, entitled athlete, where I just had to pick up a phone call and now I'm here. And, you know, he's kind of been this cocky, arrogant guy. And I like kind of the twist on things, because you're able to do more with that. And you're able, I think, to maybe get out a little bit more of his personality. But what do you think about Corbin and his act right now and anything going forward with Samoa Joe?
You know, I think he's just been, you know, it's a little better with the twist on his personality, but I just think he's really needs more seat, you know, more time to, you know, flesh out some things, learn how to emote more personality. He's just not very good in the ring, but I thought his match with Joe was better than I expected, you know, a good brawling type match. And I thought it was by no means an awesome, you know, like an excellent match, but it was good for what it was, and I liked what they did. And I was actually a bit, you know, I thought Joe was going to be there to put over guys like him, but I don't know where he goes from here. You know, it's tough to tell. You know, Joe has some momentum coming out. He beat Corbin. I think Corbin just needs more time. You know, I don't think he necessarily needs to be pushed into big feuds right now. I just think he needs more seasoning.
Baron Corbin to me is a guy that I wish, this is where I wish WWE had a relationship with Japan, because if you got a guy Corbin's size, you know, I would actually send him over there where he obviously, being a former football player and a guy who doesn't mind getting into a fight or two, he doesn't mind getting hit and he doesn't mind dishing it out. And I think that would be the perfect place for a guy like him. You know, having it, it's like, you know, watching Liger and not Dolph Ziggler, God, Tyler Breeze. I was thinking the same thing. Man, it's too bad Tyler Breeze didn't have a relationship where he could go over there for some tours, because he'd be fun, you know, seeing him in a junior heavyweight tournament or something like that. And I think, you know, conversely, when it comes to the heavyweights, I think a place like that would be good for Baron Corbin to actually learn exactly what to do and how hard to lay it in and when to pull back and work on his skills, and also be out of the eye of being on NXT. And it's just too bad that they don't have a relationship right now like that. And I hope, you know, with some of the things that seem to be thawing when it comes to WWE in Japan, hopefully that they can get in there somewhere and develop some sort of relationship, because I think it's really needed for those guys in NXT. Some guys in NXT should be seen on TV every week, and others, you know, shouldn't be seen for a long, long time. Holding on the phone for a long, long time, Chris in Las Vegas. I want to go to him. Chris, how are you tonight? Chris, are you there?
Yes.
What's happening, man?
What's going on? How are you, Mike?
I'm monumental. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a scenario for the Undertaker-Brock match, and it was the only thing that came to me was logical. But we'll see where it goes. I think tonight, before the match, Heyman needs to cut a promo saying that Undertaker is going to get beat so bad, he's going to have to be carried off, referencing to the Druid having to carry him off. So after Brock wins clean, he does destroy him. They do come to carry him off, but the suffer's not the Undertaker's. It's whoever Heyman hired to be the Druids to carry him off. Undertaker, as he's being leveled off and taken away, he actually tries to get back up. Brock comes back down the aisle and tries to beat him down again, and then he gets carried off, and later we find out that Undertaker is okay, which means he comes back for WrestleMania. So you kind of save face a little bit, but he can't quite keep him down.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that scenario. I guess I could see that, and I think somebody would say, well, you know, it's kind of corny. But anything you do with The Undertaker can be considered corny, you know. But when they carry it out, it seems to work out okay. And that would be my first gut reaction to Chris. I think, oh, that's kind of a corny thing to do. But actually, that's not as bad to me as a scenario where, like, Kane returns tonight and ends up helping, you know, somehow helping somebody win, whether it's turning on his brother or whether it's getting revenge on Brock Lesnar for the injury. But I guess that would make more sense with Heyman, you know, trying to have a backup plan and always having some sort of plan C or plan double Z involved to try to stop the Undertaker. But, you know, that's my thing that I was talking about from before. It's almost like anything you do to me, I just, to me with a critical eye is going to come across is pretty weak. I just don't know. To me, a wild brawl, you go to a no contest or something like that, I mean, you could get out of it that way and then have an excuse for WrestleMania instead of having The Undertaker lose, and then, you know, the only way he gets Brock back in the ring is by putting his, you know, his career on the line against him, which is possible, you know, I guess, but I don't like that idea. I don't know. I think they have decided to jump into this thing too soon, and to me, again, it's just it's a waste of Brock Lesnar, but I don't want to have him wait too long. Let's go to John in Arkansas. John, how are you?
I'm fine, Mike. I'm kind of with you on the whole Undertaker thing. It just seems like this whole Undertaker-Brock thing seems like it didn't need to happen again, but that's really not the big core reason I was going to chime in. I thought last night's special was excellent. I'm kind of surprised that WWE put over people that they did put over, such as Samoa Joe and Liger and whatnot. And I have to admit, I was pleasantly surprised in the manner of which they did do that. I saw a lot.
Oh yeah, John. Well, let me actually, because we're going to be pushing up to a break here very, very shortly. I want to thank you very much for the call, and because I wanted to get this into Sean before we wrap up here against the break, you know, too, about Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. Anybody thinking it'll be a schmoz to get out of it? You have the possibility of that too with John Cena and Seth Rollins, and that shouldn't be forgotten. Title versus title tonight. What do you think about that match?
You know, it's a weird match to me just right now, because I mean, does Vince go back to the being safe with Cena, or does he stay the course with Rollins as the heel champion, or does he, does Sheamus cash in and perhaps accidentally beat Cena? There's so many.
Yeah, we got that
scenarios.
That option out there as well too. And sorry, Sean, to cut you off here, we got to run to break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Mike Sempervivi, Sean Radican, and Sean, I talked a lot about the WrestlingObserver.com website, but with your kindness on coming on and hosting the show for me, I guess it would be okay if you talked about where you work to, that little site known as PWTorch.com.
Thanks, Mike. Yes, you can sign up for PW Torch VIP content at PWTorch.com/GoVIP. We have a weekly newsletter. Tons of audio content, the Bruce Mitchell audio show with Wade Keller, the Fix with Todd Martin with Wade Keller, and the East Coast Cast, my podcast, the Radicans Wrestling Community Audio. Our latest newsletter is up with tons of G1 coverage, including my final G1 25 wrap-up column, show reports from James Caldwell and Greg Parks' thoughts on watching all 19 days. So lots of great content at pwtorch.com/GoVIP and different subscription options. Check them all out there.
Both his site and my site, WrestlingObserver.com, will have running commentary and analysis and play-by-play of tonight's SummerSlam show, which is actually starting minutes away here on the WWE Network and on traditional pay-per-view. So hopefully everybody gets to enjoy that. And we got to head on out of here. But if you missed any portion of the program, tune back into Sports Byline tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Pacific, 1 p.m. or 10 p.m. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then also back, we're live again Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, noon Pacific. So Check us out. And want to thank Jerry. Want to thank everybody else. Sean, really want to thank you for jumping on here. And we will all talk to you after a while. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.